Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Carnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carnett moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dietrich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Metkovich moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. Finney reaches second base with a double. Tabor scores. Lake goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich juggles the ball. That's an error on Dietrich. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Lake applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Carnett reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carnett moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carnett scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Malzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Eddie Lake. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Joe Bowman. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hewson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Finney hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.